We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled The Gospel. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 14. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is futile and your faith is empty. I have just read from the New English Translation. What makes the gospel good news is not merely that our sins are forgiven, but that we are destined to inherit the kingdom of God. This inheritance is not an abstract idea that exists only in the mind. It is as real as reality itself. Jesus died to pay for our sins so that we could be reconciled to God, the creator and owner of the universe. He rose again on the third day, exactly as the scriptures foretold, and he will return to establish his kingdom on the earth. We will be part of this everlasting kingdom as kings and priests. When the Lord returns, we will be given the same kind of indestructible, eternal body that he now possesses. See Philippians 3:20-21. It is in this glorified body that we will rule and reign with him over the earth. Scripture reveals that this reign will last for 1,000 years. See Revelation 24. If you have unsaved relatives and Christ returns during your lifetime, you will be transformed into a body that cannot die, while those who rejected him will remain in their natural state. Together with Christ, you will reign on the earth during his millennial kingdom, exercising authority according to his righteous rule. You will rule over them and their children's children, while not aging for a moment. This gospel is truly good news to the poor. Even if they have little in this present world, it offers a hope that surpasses anything money or wealth can provide. It promises glory, inheritance, and eternal purpose beyond the limitations of this age. God does not leave us with promises alone. He confirms his word through the power and presence of the Holy Spirit, who dwells within us and works among us as a witness that these things are true. Go into today holding fast to the hope of the resurrection. Let the reality of Christ's risen life shape how you live, endure, and serve. Remember that your faith is not empty and your labor is not in vain. You belong to a kingdom that is real, eternal, and already breaking into this world through Christ. Prayer. Father, thank you for the resurrection of Jesus and the hope of your kingdom. Help me live today in the light of eternity, anchored in the certainty of your promises. Strengthen my faith and let the power of the risen Christ be evident in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Deuteronomy 16-19. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading. You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.